Hello again, this is Anonymous and from Reddit with another story, and this one's called Room 3507. Room 3507, she said quietly to the receptionist. I'm Kat. I was told there was a passkey waiting for me. The receptionist smiled and nodded, quickly retrieving the passkey for the hotel room. They watched as Kat turned and walked away, in her shiny black heels, sheer black stockings and a long red coat that was belted in at her petite waistline. She had a blonde hair that swung just past her shoulders, bouncing with each step she took. Kat was slightly nervous. It was her first time meeting Damon. They had talked online for months, the conversation starting innocently and progressed all the way to sharing photos and videos. She quite liked how perceptive and amusing he was as well. They could chat about anything, and often did. She pressed the elevator button and didn't have long to wait before the silver double doors opened. She pressed the round button for the third floor, waiting as it silently took her up. She stepped out into the carpeted corridor, decorated inoffensively in subtle shades of beige with the occasional small gilded table placed against the walls. It was softly lit and still. Kat took her bearings for a moment until she spotted the wall plaque that directed her to the right. She turned and started walking. 3051, 3053, 3055. Damon's room was next. She took a deep breath to settle the butterflies crashing around in her stomach and lightly rapped on the door to warn him that she was entering and used a passkey as she did so. The room was large and luxurious, with tones of gold accentuated with white. It wasn't what Kat had been expecting, and she delightedly looked around. The bed was large with a beautiful golden coverlet. She looked up and noticed a mirrored ceiling overhead. She smiled and realized that this room had been designed with a lover's tryst in mind. There was a bottle of her favorite Moscato chilling in a silver ice bucket on the table, with a note and two glasses placed neatly nearby. The elegantly handwritten note said, I'll be there soon. Have a glass and get yourself ready for me. I'm so looking forward to our time together. Damon, XO. Kat smiled. She was so excited for what lay ahead. Pouring a glass for herself, she turned around to look again at the room, as images of what they'd fantasized about tumbled quickly through her mind. It was exciting. The first time you see a new lover, not quite knowing whether they'll live up to expectations, the risk that they may not, and the hope that you'll both surpass the culmination of the often talked about carnal desires. The glass of wine was helping her nerves to settle as she started untying her belt, slightly fumbling as she unbuttoned it and carefully draped it over the white chair beside her. Her dress was long and black. She stood out in the sea of lighter colours. It skimmed softly over her curvaceous form, almost coyly hinting at the slim body underneath. She crossed her arms and gripped the knit material at her hips, drawing her arms up and pulling the dress with it. She drew it over her head, messing up her blonde wavy hair along the way. She strode to the long mirror on the wall, wanting to make sure everything had stayed in place. She surveyed herself, running her fingers through her hair and putting them back in place. She wore a deep blue corset, embroidered with golden thread, a lucky coincidence considering the room. Her breasts were half pushed over the top, the tightness of the corset forcing them up into place. She admired how it emphasized her small waist, flaring out to her wider hips. She had earlier decided to wear her panties over the garter straps. It made them so much easier to remove when the time came. Kat adjusted the lace stocking tops, ensuring that the lines at the back of her long, slim legs were still straight. She felt so sexy. She wondered how anyone would be able to resist a sight of her in this. Draping herself on the bed. Sorry, I've just lost my spot. Sorry. She waited for Damon to arrive. A slight, soft beep alerted her shortly later. arousing her from the many lascivious thoughts of him and his gorgeous body. The preview she had online was quite promising. She could hear his decisive footsteps and watched as he came into view. This was it. This was the moment that they would finally see each other in the flesh for the very first time. Damon leaned his shoulder against the wall in his suit, having come straight from his office. He smiled, relishing the sight of Kat lying on the king-size bed. His eyes traversed from the tip of her heels to the blonde hair on top of her head, committing to memory every curve and dip along the way. He was immediately hard, remembering their interactions online. Kat too smiled as she drank in the sight of him, her lean body filling the suit quite nicely. She was already wet in anticipation of the night ahead. She raised herself off the bed, placed the empty glass onto the bedside table, and strode eagerly into his waiting arms, and they kissed, deeply and hungrily, tasting each other's lips and tongues, communicating through body language of their urgent yet sensual needs. She stopped, realizing that she wanted to savor this moment. It would never come again, this very first time with him. She pulled him by his lapels and guided him towards the bed, and he sat. Bending down, she pushed up his jacket and started undoing his tie. Damon enjoyed the sight of her cleavage directly in front of his face. The flames of long-burning desire flicked hotly through him. It'd be a long time since he'd been with another woman. He was eagerly looking forward to consummating what had begun between them. Kat removed his shirt, revealing the chest and stomach she had waited and wanted for so long. She impulsively sat on his lap, feeling his strong arm wrap around her waist. She kissed him again, with a bit less urgency this time. She gained a bit of self-restraint, despite the intense sense of lust permeating her body. They kissed sensually, their hands wandering around each other, caressing the warm flesh of their newfound lover. He stroked her hair behind her ear and pulled back. Looking into her dark blue eyes, he whispered, "It's so good to finally see you." Kat gently smiled and her eyes softened. She felt the same way. Reaching down, she started to unbuckle his belt and undo his pants. She stood in front of him, indicating that he should get up. He pushed his pants and boxer briefs down, his erection unmissable and proud. Kat kneeled in front of him, marveling at the fact that it was actually in front of her, that she was finally going to be able to touch him and see what she had wanted for so long. One soft hand gripped the shaft firmly. The other reached for his testicles and began slowly playing with them. Kat licked up slowly from the base with the blood of her tongue. She heard a sharp intake of breath as she did so. She lazily circled the head and flicked her tongue into the slit, tasting the clear drops of pre-cum and swallowing them. He entered her red-lipped mouth, gliding swiftly inside. Her hot little mouth started sucking on his cock. He could feel her tongue rubbing against one side as she moved her head back and forth, going a little deeper each time. She was jerking him in time to her rhythm. He moaned. The sensation was almost overwhelming. His cock had ached for this so many times. She looked up at him as she did it, watching his muscles twitch and seeing the blind lust emanating from his eyes into hers. He was so close, too soon. It'd been a long, long tease of her describing how she would do it to him, if ever they met. He watched as her head would twist a little as she worked his cock, her tongue going and her lips soft yet firm, her hair, cheeks suctioned. Her cheeks hollowed from suction. Oh my god, I've lost my place again. I'm so sorry. He couldn't hold on any longer when he came inside her mouth, his hot, thick cum sliding down her throat as she swallowed every drop. She smiled, delicately wiping her finger on the corners of her lips and sucking that finger afterwards. She got up off her knees and started to remove her panties. "My turn now," she said. Her smile widened into a grin as she lightly pushed him back onto the bed. She crawled on top of him to kiss him again, his hand simultaneously seeking the swell of her breast and the bare lips of her wet pussy. He was already soaking, broadcasting her desire, undoubtedly. His finger entered her lips, rubbing with long, strong strokes against her clit. She gasped and slowly, softly moaned, his hips instinctively grinding against it. Cat moved further forward along his body until his mouth was directly beneath her and kneeled down onto her thighs, her small clit aching for the touch of his tongue as it hovered. His tongue dancing on her clitoris, delicately teasing it and flicking. She began moaning in delight. He grasped her hips to pull her to where he needed her, licking in long, broad strokes so he could taste all of her. He liked the flavour of her. He was eagerly lapping up her wetness. His tongue found the small entrance to her vagina and darted in, filling her, and he teased her in and out before moving its way back to her little button. Fuck. And again, I've lost my place. I'm so sorry. Okay. He had adjusted his arms so that he could touch her pussy and ass. He sucked gently on her, pulsating and flicking his tongue against her inside his mouth. His fingers had found what they were searching for. He slipped a finger inside and then two. Curling them, he rubbed against the slight bump of the G-spot. Her breathing grew heavier and her moaning became louder. He spread the juices from her pussy to her asshole, teasing the rim until he pushed his index inside. Her pussy was now grinding against his face. So much stimulation was causing her body to lose control. Her clitoris was engorged and starting to pulsate. Her pussy was soaking his finger as they rubbed, and he added a second finger into her ass. He finger fucked and sucked until she came. Cat cried out in ecstasy, her body trembling with fervor, her breathing reduced to rugged gasps of air. She raised herself back onto her knees above him, gathering herself before the next round. He slid himself out from beneath her and bent down into the bed. Her lips lined up with his. She guided his cock into her wet slit. He was thicker than she was used to. Cat felt stretched and tighter, but damn, it felt so good to have his stiff cock finally inside her. She moved her hips, pushing herself in onto him, a natural lubricant easing the way. She felt his hands grab her hips gently at first, then firmer and harder with each thrust. One of his hands disappeared, moving to her asshole. He slipped his thumb inside, pushing it in and out in tandem with his thrusting cock, the taboo of it heightening both their senses and their pleasure. His constant rhythm, the pressure of his cock in a pussy, building up to his second orgasm. It was a sensory bomb designed to explode her into insensibility, and Cat cried out as she came, her holes tightening and relaxing as each wave crashed, sending him wild as he witnessed letting her go. "In my ass,
ass, she cast breathless. I want your big hard dick in my ass. He excitedly complied, her cum lubricating his cock as he switched to her tight asshole. He took his time, waiting for her to, oh fuck, indicate when he kept, could, oh, keep inching it in. Fuck, he thought, as he hadn't done this in a seriously long time. He knew Kat loved anal, but he wasn't sure she would want it their first time. Soon, the full length and thickness of him was immersed inside her. Looking down, he enjoyed the illicit thrill of the sight of being somewhere normally seen as forbidden. He started thrusting slowly, getting Kat used to the feel of him, and Kat moved, oh fuck, her fingers down to rub against the clit. It always heightened the pleasure of, oh fuck, of anal. He breathed like, oh, trying to hold himself back from going over the edge too soon. It was harder than, oh fuck, I anticipated. Oh, listening to her moans and the visual stimuli of seeing his hard cock fucking her ass. He built up the pace until he was pounding her, marvelling at the sensation of her tight asshole around his cock. Kat's fingers increased in tempo, bringing her to yet another orgasm. More intense than the last two, surprisingly. Fuck. Oh, she loved anal, and it was a different pleasure to vaginal sex, and one she always enjoyed. Kat matched its rhythm, the slaps of their bodies resounding loudly in the hotel room. Oh, fuck. He could feel his cock beginning to pulse as his climax rose. He comes spraying the inside of her ass, the crescendo running throughout his mind and body until it was gone. He leant his body against her, every body now sandwiched between him and the luxurious bed, their hearts slowing down and their breathing returning to normal as they relaxed and closed their eyes. Fuck. Thanks for listening, guys.